The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program is George Burns and Gracie Allen, George Goes to College, originally aired November 29, 1945.
It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. For deep down laughs and listening enjoyment is George and Gracie. Well, last week, George was left $5,000 in the will of his late Uncle Marvin. But the will, which was written 30 years ago, specified that the money had to be used for George's college education. Gracie talked him into enrolling at Beverly Hills Tech. And so we now find America's oldest and unhappiest college boy getting ready to leave for his morning classes.
Oh, gosh, honey, I feel like a darn fool going to college at my age. I dread that first class.
What is your first class?
American history. And I'm terrible. When I should have been studying history, I was in vaudeville.
Oh, I'll bet you're very good in history.
You do, huh? Yesterday, the professor asked, what great American stayed longest in the Capitol? I answered, Al Jolson.
Oh, darling, even I know better than that.
Certainly.
Was Eddie Cantor.
Not doing so well in math, either. The professor flunked me.
He what?
He flunked me.
Well, you should have flunked him right back.
Well, I'm going to give up college. I'm not learning anything.
Not learning anything? Why, you're getting much smarter than me. There you are studying things like civics. And I've never even seen a civic.
I'll bring one home sometime.
You should be proud to be going to college and learning things.
But, honey, my friends are laughing at me. Last night, the fellas called up and wanted me to go to a burlesque show with them. I had to say, I can't, guys. Haven't finished my homework.
All right. But when you do go to a burlesque show, you'll enjoy it more because you've studied anatomy.
That's an advantage?
Well, of course it is. To them, a leg is just a leg. But you can tell a tibia from a fibula.
Oh, sure. I can whistle and stamp my metatarsal. I tell you, honey, I'm too old to go to college. Yesterday, we were discussing the Battle of Gettysburg, and the professor called on me.
Well, what's wrong with that?
He wanted an eyewitness account.
He was only kidding. You look very young. Well, I'll bet you in that contest they're having to pick the most popular man at Beverly Hills Tech.
Oh, don't be silly. I don't stand a chance.
Come in.
Well, hi, Burnses.
Oh, Bill, I want to ask you something. Doesn't George look young?
Young? George?
Here we go. All right, Bill. Come on, slug me.
Oh, George. I think you're terrific. You've got everything.
Huh?
Well, you know I think you're great, George. You're so... And you have such... And then there's your... Well, not to mention that... Well, I could go on saying those wonderful things about you for hours.
Well, I say a few. Would you say that George is handsome?
Well, there's not a handsomer man in the state of California.
Oh, why, Bill, you're handsomer than I am.
Well, all right then, one. You got me on a technicality.
Small tech.
Well, would you say that George looks young?
Well, in his 20s.
Well, Bill, I believe you love George.
You bet I do, Gracie. Kind and clever, that's handsome young George. You know, about this time of year, handsome young George says to himself, what does deserving old Bill want for Christmas this year?
I got a TL for you, deserving old Bill. Handsome young George isn't giving any Christmas presents this year.
What?
Something tells me handsome young George has just heard his last kind word from deserving old Bill.
No Christmas present. Why, you miserable little miser. You antiquated little scarecrow.
Why, Bill, a minute ago you said that George was handsome in his 20s.
Well, he may have been handsome in his 20s, but who remembers 50 years ago?
Goodbye, humorist.
See you later, Scrooge.
You see, Gracie, let's stop kidding ourselves. College is not for me.
Well, George, your Uncle Marvin left you $5,000 to be used for your college education. Now, if you don't use it, what'll become of it?
I asked the lawyer that. He said it would go to a home for down-and-out actors.
Well, I'd much rather you got it now.
But, honey...
Think of the fine traditions of college. Think of the dignity and the stature it gives you just to be attending. Come in.
Is Georgie ready to go to school?
Oh. Be with you in a minute, Bobby.
I got a lot of books for you to carry today, Georgie.
Okay.
George, you have to carry that boy's books?
Certainly. He's a senior. I'm only a freshman.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Georgie, why didn't you tell me you had a swell-looking sister?
Yeah,
and me hunting the doll for the senior prom. Well, this is just a hag for me to drag.
Look, Bobby,
why, she'll be the queen of the prom.
Yeah, me? Among all those college girls?
Are you kidding? Well, you're a slick chick. There ain't another tomato like you on Vine. Well, I'll read.
Well, all right.
We'll cut a rug. We'll really squirm, Worm.
Well, beat me to the socks, Bobby.
Beat me to the socks, Bobby. This chick is dynamite.
Hello.
Well, all right.
Okay, let's go to school.
So, Meredith, we've just got to keep George in college. I know you'll help because you're an intellectual like me.
Well, I've noticed that too, Gracie.
Yeah, it's up to us to guide George's footsteps so that he'll be brilliant and witty like us.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to discuss books and operas and things.
Yeah. Have you read any good books lately?
No.
Neither have I.
You've been to the opera recently?
No.
Me either.
Gee, what a shame that George can't discuss these things like we can.
Well, he will be able to if we can keep him from quitting college.
What does he want to quit for?
Well, he thinks he's too old. Oh, if we could just get someone his own age to go to college with him now. Maybe someone on the radio.
They have some awfully old women on the Tom Brenneman program.
That old. And besides, we need a man, someone George can pal around with.
It'll be awfully hard to find him in radio because the stars of the big programs have already gone to college. Look at the Rudy Valley program and the Jack Benny program.
The star of the Jack Benny program is a college man?
Sure. Rochester went to college.
A wonderful idea.
I have?
Jack Benny is the perfect man to go to college with George. They're old friends, and they both need an education. I'll go right over and see them.
Well, you'll never talk Jack Benny into going to college.
Oh, I don't know. There's always flattery.
Well, that's true. Any man with blood in his veins is susceptible to flattery.
Well, I'll try it on Jack anyway. See you later, Meredith.
Yes? Well, Gracie, hello.
Oh, excuse me, I have the wrong house, Van.
Van?
Oh, aren't you Van Johnson?
No, Gracie, it's me, Jack Benny. Gracie, how could you possibly get me mixed up with Van Johnson? We're miles apart.
You are?
Certainly, he's at Metro and I'm at Warner Brothers. You thought I was Van Johnson. Well, come in and sit down, Gracie. Here, I'll turn on the light. Mustn't strain eyes as good as yours.
Jack, I've come to ask you a favor.
Anything at all. and Van Johnson. That's cute. What is it you want me to do, Gracie?
Well, I want you to make George into a college boy.
Gracie, you misunderstood me. I'm with Warner Brothers, not Mayo Brothers. There aren't that many vitamin pills.
Oh, no, no, Jack, nothing like that. You see, George is already going to college, and I want you to go with him.
Me? Go to college?
Well, college is oodles of fun, Jack. Football game, basketball, track meet.
No, no, forget it, Gracie.
Studying things like psychology, chemistry, languages.
No, 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 I'm not interested.
Meeting grand fellows, making dates with pretty co-eds, reading good books.
What was that?
Reading good books.
No, the one before that.
Making dates with pretty co-eds?
Yes, yeah, that one seems rather interesting. I wonder if they'd mistake me for Van Johnson. They might if I got a crew haircut.
Oh, yes, you'd look wonderful in a crew haircut. And so distinguished. I'll bet you'd have the only gray one at school.
Well, I don't know about this college thing, Gracie. Of course, if I do it, it'll just be to help you and George, you understand. Are the co-eds really pretty?
Oh, beautiful. And all Jack Benny fans.
Hmm. I mean, after all, you and George are my friends, but there's just one thing. Oh, not that it's important. I mean, not that I care, you know, one way or the other, but, doesn't it cost a lot of money?
You a cent. George will pay your tuition and buy your books and everything.
Oh, Gracie, I couldn't let George do that.
You couldn't?
Well, if you put it that way, I guess I'm trapped. George would pay for everything, you say?
Oh, yes. You'll even get 50 cents a day for lunch.
50 cents?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can eat for 30, and that gives me 20 cents a day clear. Unless I eat with a co-ed. In that case, I save the whole 50 cents. All right, Gracie, it's a deal.
Good. Lunch for your first week will be $3. Here's the $5 bill.
Oh, wait, I've got your change right here in my pocket. Here you are. 4 halves. Or if you'd rather have it in bills, I'll get out my billfold.
Oh, no, don't bother getting undressed. Take you right over to the Beverly Hills Tech and enroll you.
Okay. Yeah, I wonder if those co-eds will mistake me for Van Johnson. Maybe I better have Rochester give me just a little henna rinse. Oh, Rochester!